This is 7 second delay. There's no time to waste. Andy has written a check to WFMU for $600.
Wait, hold on, Ken. It's my show. I'm going to introduce the show.
And we need...
Wait, hold on, Ken. 7 second delay.
We need 91 calls.
Hold on, Ken. Wait, Ken. This is 7 second delay. It's what I call a stunt radio show. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
Or Andy rips up
the check. Let me do the intro.
We've been doing this
for over 30 years, and we're proud to continue our... Hold on, Ken. Not done. We're proud to continue our... Proud.
201.
Proud to continue this tradition.
209-9368.
Look, we don't always score bullseye, but we're in there trying
if we get
every week.
91 calls, we keep them
on. No. You don't have to call. No reason to call. We're proud to just talk. Why don't we just kind of wing it, Ken?
A
little free form. Stream of consciousness.
I'll turn your mic off if you.
Why?
This,
What's going on?
If you keep this up.
Why? What?
You're just trying to prevent people from calling.
People want to spare me.
If we get 91 calls, we get to keep $600 that Andy's written out.
If we get less than 91 calls, I will be tearing up this check.
Hi, you're on the air.
No.
Is this first call? How many more calls do we have?
Yeah. What's your name?
Oh, fine. I'm keeping track.
Tom.
Tom, and tell me a secret, Tom.
Yes, no. And we have to know where he's from. It's the name,
Tom?
Where they're from, and one secret about themselves.
Okay, Tom, where are you from?
Oh, God. Brooklyn.
And give me a secret about yourself.
Nobody knows I'm in therapy. That's
okay, good enough. Fine. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, that's one. But people should know they don't have to call.
Hi.
And let me finish. Not calling spares me the agony of having to contribute to the station.
Hi, you're on
again.
The air.
Let me just say again. In addition
Take
to the marathon.
Andy's money.
Oh. Yeah, what's your name and where are you from and give me a secret.
This is John the librarian.
That's two. Fine.
Okay,
but we
John,
need a secret from him.
We need to know where you're from and a secret.
If he doesn't say where he's from, it doesn't count.
I'm
crossing this out.
I work down the street at the library, and I'm from New York City, and...
That's your
a secret?
Yeah,
what
good.
Kind of secret?
Good. Yeah. That doesn't count till he has a secret. Oh, this is going to be sweet. You'll never make 91. Because these kids can't think on their feet.
I'm an open book.
No, he hasn't put
a library, an open book.
This kid hasn't put a sentence together in 10 years.
All right. The recordings that used to be on the FMU blog are no longer there, so they're now a secret.
Okay,
I guess that'll good enough.
Okay, so we're at what's the phone number here, Ken? Two. I can't quite
it's
read it.
201.
No, wait. Is that a one?
209.
Hold on. Wait.
9368.
No, you said it too fast.
209-9368.
Okay, there's two calls. I'm going to be tearing up this check because you're not going to hit 91.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up? It's Dino from Middletown.
I love the what's up. Eating valuable seconds.
And give me a secret, Dino.
This is beautiful.
Secret.
These kids have never been thought to think on their feet.
My shoe size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody knows your shoe size. What is it?
11 and a half.
Fine.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's three.
You know what they say about people with big feet.
You have yeah, that's true. People with big feet have nothing interesting to say on the radio.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Where are you from? What's your name?
Don't call, guys. You don't have to call. Calling is optional. And I remind you all, I give plenty. Loads every marathon.
I didn't mark that down. Hi, you're on the air.
No, I'm at three. You're not going to make it, man.
So, Bandy.
No, you're not going to make it.
And what's your name and where are you from? And give me a secret.
Sam the Appraiser from Jersey City.
Okay, and your secret, Sam?
I know who the Mafia supports for governor.
Who is it?
Citarelli.
Oh, hey, now tell me why. That's so interesting.
Ah.
Now expand on that for a bit. Tell me why you
Sam.
No, tell me why you think organized crime has a...
Hi, you're on the air.
You're hanging up on people.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Beth.
No. Oh,
I was
Lord.
Born in Memphis, Tennessee, but I live in Madison, New Jersey. And in 2019, I froze doing a flip turn in the water more than anything in the whole world. I want to be able to do a flip turn again.
Say that again?
Yeah, say it slowly, honey. Oh, this is
Andy,
perfect.
I want to be able to do a flip turn in the water.
Oh, flip turn. Yeah.
Yeah. I froze up in 2019. I haven't gotten it back.
Someday, yet. I may allow you to do a flip turn in the water.
Oh, I just wish I could.
Jeez.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Beffy.
Wait, okay.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Wait. I said it first.
Okay, hold on. Is that four?
That's five.
No, that's not five.
Yeah, it's five.
Oh, you're never going
to
make it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, how much do you have to average? How many per minute?
It's Joe from San Rafael.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Joe, please repeat where you're from, and where exactly in San Rafael are you from?
No, I have a secret to tell.
Go ahead.
I used to ride the school bus with Hunter Biden.
Nice!
Wait, don't you have a follow-up question?
I do, but there's no time.
Did he have his laptop with him? Don't you have some questions?
Oh, yeah, I got questions.
Where was the bus going? Where was the bus coming from?
Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, what number are you?
Six.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Danny from Bay Ridge. I'm illegally taping 21 Lounge in your face.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on. If we get to 91, I have to.
That's 7.
I have to let Ken keep that check.
Hi, you're on the air. Andy's written a check for $600, and if we get 91 calls, we get to keep it.
And you're not going to get 91 calls because.
I'm very happy to help get to those calls. This is Ed from Maplewood.
And your secret, Ed?
My secret is I really don't like punk rock.
Oh, yeah, and don't let anybody know that. That's a secret.
Yeah, don't let anybody know you have musical taste and you listen to FMU. Their world would make no sense.
Man, that is a secret.
Hey, let's get the number out, Ken. This will help your cause.
Hi, you're on the air.
201. Hold on, Ken. I'll have to start over. 201-209.
Hi, you're on the
air. Wait, Ken. Now I'm going to start over.
No, go ahead, caller.
209-9368.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mark Trout, originally from Woodbury, New Jersey, calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. And my secret is, use caution when eating peanut butter. It may have been made in a factory. The process is nuts. So they don't want you to get sick, okay?
Okay.
Okay. No one knows what you meant or what you tried to say.
Something about peanut butter. Hi, you're on the air. That's
not 38 seconds or less per caller.
I know.
Well, we're not going to make that.
During the standard
let's just hit pause for a second.
1997, Microsoft tried to limit the amount of memory it could address to 32K.
Yes,
it would have 32 meg.
32 meg.
It would have crippled the language.
Yeah.
Did you tell us?
He said 32K at first.
Did he give us
that? Makes me laugh. 32K.
Did he give us his name or anything?
No, that didn't count. I'm not counting.
Jeez.
But he did the math for you. Every 36 seconds, you need a call.
Hi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pam from San Francisco.
Hi, Pam.
My secret is that I love Ken more than Andy.
Yay! There's a secret for you.
You know what? Wait, I challenge that. That doesn't count because that is not at all a secret.
No, I never knew that.
I knew it. I could just tell by the way she says my name.
No, you didn't know that.
Okay, hey, let's give our number out again.
Hi, you're on the air.
We're at 201.
Hi.
Hold on, honey. Hold on, honey.
You got to let people talk.
Hold on, honey. Uncle Andy's talking.
You got to let people talk. Otherwise, it's like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Missy from Vernon, New Jersey, and my secret is that I am a Lonely Monk fan.
Oh,
there you go. Well,
thank you, Missy.
I've never met a non-Lonely Monk fan.
I heard about that bear. I heard about that bear in the 7-Eleven.
Oh, no. Tell me about it.
That was exciting.
Yeah. Tell me. Wait, I want to hear. I haven't heard this.
No, you can.
Wait,
you
start
can,
from
Michael
the beginning.
Michael from Boston. In 1997, Microsoft tried to limit JavaScript to addressing no more than 32 meg.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Wait, no, that's a repeat call. Did you count his other call?
I didn't count his first one because he didn't say it was Michael from Boston.
Wait. Are we on? Wait.
Hi, you're on the air.
Are you on track to make this?
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm from Jersey City. And my secret is that for the past 2 years, I've been wearing a fake mustache and nobody knows.
That's not a real secret.
Nice.
No, I challenge.
That's a great secret.
No, I challenge.
What do you mean you challenge?
No, he's just a clown. He just wanted some attention.
Hi, you're on the air.
Never got enough love as a kid.
Oh, I'm on the air. Okay, my name is Barbara. I'm calling from East Orange, and my secret is that I told people my car was stolen, but actually I lost it.
You told people your car was stolen?
Yeah.
Stolen, but I actually really forgot where I parked it.
You forgot where you parked it?
And then as a cover to save face, she told her friend.
Exactly.
Tell Ken again what you told your friend.
Wow.
Tell your friends. What did you say?
That's amazing, Barbara.
Hold on. Wait, Ken, she's in the middle of it.
You know, that is kind of a big fear of mine, forgetting where I parked. Huh. You forgot where you parked one time. You were late for the show one time because you forgot where you parked at the Menlo Park Mall.
Well, that's not exactly what happened. I parked at the Menlo Park Mall, and then I forgot who I was.
Yeah, I see.
201-209-93. Wait, hold on. I can't read
the got 14. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, 14.
Hey, Ken, Handy, it's Brian.
Wait, are we on track?
I'm calling from the
village. To hit our number?
Yeah.
And my secret is I don't really listen to this show as often as you think I do.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
We had you.
I don't. I listen to it when I can.
We forgive you.
Yeah, we had you down for every other week.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. This is Billy from Illinois. Hey, Billy,
this is not a real call. I so challenge. This is not a real call.
It's a real kid.
When my parents, go to sleep, try to sneak and get some candy.
No, please. She's doing an impression of someone that's just suffered an industrial accident.
When her kids go to, when her parents go to sleep, she likes to sneak into the bathroom and get a Band-Aid.
It's like a, it was like a little sketch he did, like a audition for SNL or something.
I think that
was a failed audition.
No, that was a real kid.
Really, you think that was Ken?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, are you counting that?
Yeah, I'm counting.
You're counting that last one?
Yeah. That was a real kid.
Really, Ken?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, honey. It's Bessie from Madison.
There you go. Thank you.
Not counting that one. Hi, you're on the air.
Perfect. Thank you for having some standards.
Hi, this is Andrew from West Orange, New Jersey. My secret is Andy miswrote. There was a secret zero at the end. I saw him cross it out before the show. Sorry to tell you this. Have a great one.
Thanks, Andrew.
I don't know what that meant.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I think he was talking about the check I wrote to the station.
Yeah, that's a real check, $600. But
well,
we
I'm going to be putting it back in my pocket. You know what I'm going to do first, Ken, before I do that?
Rip it up?
Yes. I'm going to rip it up and then put the pieces back in my pocket. You know why I'm taking them with me, all the little pieces?
Why?
So you can't tape it back together the minute I leave this station. This is not my first rodeo. We have met before. 201-209. Wait, I can't read the writing. 201-209. I know that. Wait, 201. I know that's what it says.
209-9368.
Is that what it says?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Elta.
Hi, Elta.
I'm from Vernon, New Jersey.
Another call from Vernon.
No, wait. There is no such place.
It's not far from here.
Yeah, there is. And my secret is I'm the one that lit the bear in the... in this store.
Oh, everyone's making jokes.
The Dollar General store.
How proud you must be of your listeners,
Ken. There was a bear that wandered into the Dollar General store in Vernon and bit a lady.
Bit a lady in the store?
Yeah, just happened.
Wait. When did that happen?
It happened a week or two ago.
It was a bear?
Yeah.
Is the lady okay?
She ended up in the hospital.
The lady was in the hospital?
Yeah.
Wait. What happened to the bear?
Oh, they put it down.
Oh, yeah. I guess they would have to.
Hi, you're on the
air. Wait, is that the first time such an incident has happened?
Oh, sick. Hi, this is Tanya. I'm from Jersey City.
Hi, Tanya.
And my secret is that I'm in love with my roommate.
Ooh.
That is a great
secret.
That's
a great secret. Good luck, Tanya.
Yeah, good luck to both. Good luck to both of you. Wait, tell us more, Tanya.
She's
tell us
gone.
More
about...
Oh.
Hi, you're on the
Wait,
air.
What number do you
Hi,
think
this,
you're at?
This is Dave. I'm from Albany, and I'm 56 years old, and I'm afraid of the dark.
Wow. Good secret,
wait,
Dave.
Wait.
We
Ken.
We 20. We're up to 20.
You think you are?
Yeah.
You think you really are?
Yeah, 20.
Wait, and then how many minutes has it been?
It's been 14 minutes.
No, it's been 15 minutes. So wait, so 20 times 4.
We need to step it up.
Yeah, you do.
Hi, you're on the
you
air.
You do. You're not going to make it. I'm tearing this check up.
Hi, this is Chris. I'm from Westwood, New Jersey. And my secret is that I can't figure out for the life of me why Maurice Ravel's first string quartet is so revered.
They're all just stuttering fools trying to impress you.
Hi, you're on the air.
I can't lose.
Hello, this is Dan from Woodbridge, New Jersey.
They're just stuttering
Amy
fools.
From Leeds, UK.
Oh, right. Two of them.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I pee in the sink.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes I poop in a sink.
No way!
No, that is not true. I'm not even sure. I believe the first
it's
one.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm not even sure they have a sink.
I had a roommate who used to pee in the sink.
Wait, tell me more about it. Wait, was this in college?
Yeah.
Did you ever catch him doing it?
Yes.
You did? What was his name?
Hank.
Wait, Hank like your wife's
name?
No. Oh, different, completely different Hank?
Completely different Hank.
Do they have peeing in the sink in common, the two Hanks?
No. Hi, you're on the air.
Fascinating. I've never heard that. I've known you for 30 years.
Hi, you're on the air. Spit
that
it out.
That is fantastic.
Hi, Jerry from Mawa.
You're not making this.
And your secret.
Here's what it's going to sound like when I tear up that check.
And my secret is I played on WFMU in the 80s with a band called The Blorks.
On the Pat Duncan Show?
No, it was Lori Sternberger.
Oh, wow. That's great. Thank you.
Listen to these kids trying to impress each other.
Hi, you're on the
Listen
air.
Listen to them stuttering and stalling.
This is President Pam, and since this
show concept was not run by me. I am reducing the number of calls that you're required to get in order to be able to cash the check.
That is not
to what?
They,
what
are,
that is,
they are cut in half.
No, oh please, 45. No, that's not. That's we're all. That's then we're already there.
I am the president.
I don't believe you are. I don't believe this is Pam.
I am. You call me President Pam.
Thanks, President Pam.
If you,
okay.
I don't believe it was her. Anybody could claim they're President
That's
Pam.
That's going to have to go to the Supreme Court.
Hey, wait. I'm President Pam, and I'm going to increase the number.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's me.
Hello. I'm Arlo from Ames, Iowa, and I'm scared of moths.
You're scared
Thank
of moths.
Thank you, Arlo.
Wait, what number do you think you're on, Ken?
25.
Hold on.
Hi, you're on the air.
No. You didn't make 25.
Yeah, we're 25. Hi.
You're not gonna...
Hi, it's Jimmy T from Hell, and I know what Andy did last summer.
Wait,
Jimmy.
Oh, wait, I know someone in Hell. Wait, where's Jimmy? Where is Jimmy?
Hi, you're on the air. He's in Hell.
Hi, my name is Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Elena, do you spell that? Do you spell that with an E or an I?
An E.
Hey,
I am. Wait, can I wait before you tell you?
I'm from Sayreville.
Okay,
but I live in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, that's true. Oh, well, okay. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
I used to work in Sayreville. What's your secret?
Hey, and I drove through Tampa, Florida 4 times.
Did you? Well, if it's good enough for you, is that I lived around the block from John Bon Jovi. And
wow. I believe it.
In our basement.
He what in your basement?
They used to practice and record demos in our basement.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Phone number is 201-209-9368.
This is Matt from Hastings-on-Hudson, New York, and I'm on the phone while driving.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, are you counting that?
Yeah.
That was his secret?
My name is Rihanna.
Hi, Rihanna.
I live in Franklin, and my secret is that I hate making dinner.
Okay.
Thank you, Rihanna.
I'm so sorry. The rule has got to be, we've got to adjust the rules.
29.
The secrets have to be at least mildly interesting, at least on some level surprising.
They have to be a secret, something that nobody else knows.
That this woman hates dinner? Or how about the guy who was driving? Was that a secret?
Nobody else knows that.
Everybody on Route 10 knew that.
They don't know his name and where he's from. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is BK from Somerville, Massachusetts. My partner's pregnant, and we haven't told anybody in the family yet.
Nice! Does that satisfy you?
It does, if he's the father, which I frankly doubt.
201-209-9368. Andy's written a check for $600, and if we get 91 calls, then the station gets to
this
keep
is
the
me
money.
Tearing it up in And, oh my,
hi, you're on the air. We're up to 30.
Daniel D. Maria is calling you from the Kentuck New Exchange.
Oh, give me a break. Hi, you're on the air.
I love it.
Hi, this is Max of Max and Bill from New York City.
Hi, Max and Bill.
Hi. My secret is that I dated several DJs at WFMU before I married Bill.
Thank you, Max.
Max, we'd be interested in seeing a list of DJs you did not date.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's John from Iowa.
Hi, John.
My secret is I recorded Andy's Railroad Bill 20 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic. I'd love to hear a version. Why, do you have a tape with you can play right now over the air?
Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, what are you doing, Ken?
My name is Paul. Oh. I'm sorry. My name is Paul. I'm from Vernon, New Jersey.
All right, Vernon, check in. What's your secret?
My secret was that Missy and Elta from earlier are my wife and mother-in-law, respectively.
Oh, cool.
I didn't understand a word of that. Did you?
Missy and Elta are his wife and mother-in-law.
Oh, who called earlier?
Yeah, about the bear.
Oh, I see.
Vernon.
Hi.
The bear in at the Dollar General
I'm here.
Store. Hi.
Wait, hold on.
Hi.
Wait, Ken, we should
What's
give
your
the
name?
Number. Wait,
Where?
Ken. 201.
Lorraine, I'm calling 209. From Madison, New Jersey.
Lorraine from Madison.
My secret is I snuck into an improv show.
Oh, cool. Why did you have to sneak in?
Yes, tell us more. Exactly where was this show, Lorraine? We're keen
it
to learn.
It was in Madison, New Jersey.
Oh, I understand now.
Wait, there was an
improv. Hi, you're on the air.
I don't understand.
Hi, my secret is strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
But what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Brendan from Rockville.
Okay, thank
Hold
you,
Hold on,
Brendan.
Wait. Can we just hit pause, tap the brakes? What number are we on?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Hi, you're on the air.
And what time is it?
It's
what time is it?
6:21.
And wait, how many more minutes are there?
Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, so we're a third into this thing? and 35. Oh, this is going to be very close.
You're on the air.
Would you agree this is going to be very close? Would you agree this is kind of exciting and we'll go
let
down
the,
to the...
You have we'll to go let down the to, callers
well,
talk.
I'm just asking, it's a yes or no question. Do you feel this is going to go down to the wire?
Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, fine. My secret is that Ken is no longer my favorite. I don't love him. This is President Pam. Didn't listen to my numbers change. I'm not providing advice on the show concepts anymore.
Okay.
Pam has just resigned. It was like Richard Nixon there for a minute. Well, Pam has just stepped down.
Did she resign?
I think she did. Where were you when you heard President Pam resign?
I don't think
resign?
She resigned.
I think she just did.
No. Hi, you're on the
you
air.
You can't take that back. Uh-huh.
What's your name?
I have a secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Doug. Me?
Yep.
Yeah. Doug from East Brunswick. And when I was a kid, I set a warehouse on fire. No one ever knew about it.
Wow.
But I did it.
I don't believe
a
word of that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Pete from Keyport.
No, it's not.
Hi, you're on the air. I didn't count that.
Hi, this is Rob in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and my secret is that one time my friend made some soup for me, and I let it go bad in the fridge before I ate it.
Thank you, Murfreesboro.
Wait. How long was it in the fridge?
Phone number.
There's so many unanswered questions.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
You ain't going to make it, buddy.
The switchboard is empty.
That's it.
Switchboard is empty.
$600.
In case
I can't wait to rip this up. Andy, I'm taking it with me.
Andy wrote a check for $600
yes.
to the station.
Yes.
And if we can only keep it if we get 91 calls. And what are we at? 10, 20, 35, 38. We're at 38.
You know what I'm going to let you do? The
6,
next
20,
ten, the next 10 minutes, I'm going to let you go solo. I'm not going to interfere with you.
For the next 10 minutes. All
I'm
right.
I'm not going to try to stall you. Now we can really
let's whiz
see
through.
You. Yeah, let's see you change gears.
201-209-9368 is the phone number.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
I'm just going to watch.
You be quiet.
Okay, 10 minutes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Ava. My secret is that sometimes I turn WFMU off.
Thank you, Ava. Hi, you're on the air.
We need an address from
Zachary.
She's from the Bat Ranch. Hi, Zachary.
Hey, Indiana. I used to steal beer and cigarettes from my parents.
Thank you, Zachary. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, no.
It's Pete. I got a secret.
No.
Hi, you're on the air. Didn't count it.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm originally from Hamburg, and I used to live in Wallkill, and my secret is my sister is a nerd.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Bob from Washington.
Hey, Bob.
I'm driving and texting and smoking a joint.
Excellent. Thank you, Bob. Hi, you're on the air.
That was a secret?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jeff. I am from Chatham, New Jersey. My secret is I am the architect of the apartment building that replaced Andy's beloved Madison movie theater.
Nice! Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hi, oh, I know this is Brian from Aurora, Illinois.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, my belly button, I got like a hernia in my belly button. It looks weird.
Oh, it's like neither an innie or an outie anymore?
Yeah, that's what we're getting.
Would you say it's closer to an innie?
You're not allowed to interrupt. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Blaise from Pittsburgh.
I'm Marissa from Akron.
And we commit time theft at work.
You commit what at work?
Time theft.
Time theft.
Yeah, we stay clocked in and go get Chinese food.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
That's cool to you?
Yeah.
You give them a big thumbs up?
No, the Chinese food.
Yeah,
part.
You're proud of that?
The Chinese food.
You're proud of your listeners?
I'm glad they're eating Chinese food.
I believe that's the theft of services. I believe they're ripping off their bosses.
You're not keeping to your promise. You were supposed to
fine.
Be
fine.
You were supposed to be
fine.
Quiet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tom from East Newark, and my secret is that when I was a kid, my mom left me alone in the house for 5 minutes to go to the laundromat.
Uh-huh.
And told me not to answer the door, but I answered it anyway for a cable guy.
Nice. Hi, you're on the air. We're halfway. We're over the hump. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Christian in Montclair. When I was a kid, I broke my sister's arm, but she was too young to say anything, so nobody knew.
Oh, my God. How do you live with the guilt? Christian, you're on the air.
Oh, it's Bobby G from Baltimore.
Hey,
and
Bobby.
My secret is I once peed in someone's sun tea that they left the jar outside.
In their what?
Their sun tea. You know how you put like lifted tea bags in a jug of water?
Jeez Louise. Okay, thank
I
you.
I climbed on their back porch and peed in it.
Oh, man.
He had to climb up a porch to commit that crime.
Yeah.
He had to be absolutely committed to pulling it off. It's a perfect crime.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Andy. I'm from Summit, New Jersey, and I have a special room in the basement where I pleasure myself.
Thank you, Andy.
Well, you can't count that.
Why?
Because it's stupid. We should have a no stupid secrets rule.
You're Andy and Madison, but and you have a secret room in the basement.
Not so secret. Not so secret, buddy. Only a secret from Bethy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Marie in Chicago.
Hi, Marie.
When I was about 13, I got high at a friend's house, and I took a dump in her cat litter box.
Whoa.
That's exactly how you do it, baby.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's how you say I love you.
Hey, this is Ryan from Rhode Island, and my secret is I put the garlic in the glue.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Hi, you're on the air.
No, you can't count that.
Why?
Because it's stupid. It violates our no stupid rule.
You're not
rule.
Allowing people to talk.
Well, no. Isn't my 10 minutes up?
Not even up yet.
I'm still in the penalty box?
Yeah, you're still in the penalty box, and you've been cheating the whole time. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Brandon from Bergen County.
Hey, Brandon.
The secret is, one time I peed out the window of a third floor. Happened in Nutley.
Nice. Oh, it happened in Nutley.
It happened in Nutley, Ken. Oh, I think I remember reading about that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ashlyn, the tattoo artist from Aurora, Illinois.
Oh, hi, Ashlyn.
Hey, we both have your work on us. We both are your canvases.
My secret is that I only started listening to you guys because of my lovely husband, Brian, with the hernia.
Oh, nice.
Oh, the same Brian we met earlier. How about that, Ken? What are the odds of that, Ken?
Hi, you're on the air.
A husband and wife calling independent of each other.
Thank you. My name is Susan, and Brian is here, too. And we live in Samsonville, New York. And my secret is that I don't got no secrets. Thank you.
No,
you're welcome.
I know that's not true, and I know your husband knows that's not true.
I'm counting it. Hi, you're on the air.
Of course you are.
Hey, good evening. My name is Lyndon, and I'm from Newark. And I used to steal a dollar every day from my mom's purse so I could have cigarettes when I was a teenager.
It's a brilliant plan, because a dollar at a time, she'd never know it's missing.
Yeah.
They were only 60 cents then. I liked it.
Wow.
Oh, that dates you
and
right
you,
there.
You got away with that forever, huh?
And I used to do it to one of my employers, too.
Damn.
Sweet, baby, sweet. Hey, I see a theme running through most of your callers, Ken.
What is that theme?
They're ripping off the people that went out of their way to give them a job.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tom from Tom's River.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a registered Democrat, and I voted for Ronald Reagan.
Thank you, Tom.
That's your secret?
A Reagan Democrat. We've heard about them.
Well, I mean, back in the day.
Hi, you're on the air.
They were quite common.
Hey, David from Morristown. My secret is I hate mayonnaise.
Thank you, David.
And now the whole world knows it. Hey, Ken, give us a little update. How are we doing?
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
Yeah. We're halfway through the show.
Yeah, we're at 57. We're at 57. We're more than halfway
there. There's no one calling. I win. I'm going to win.
People will call.
No, it's like we're in a boat race and there's no wind. Have no wind in your sails.
We're be calm.
Your boat is sitting there, but you're be calm.
We're be calm.
You have no calls. I'm going to win. $600 is mine.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's John from Iowa again.
Hi, John.
No.
John, you can only call once.
You can only call
unless
once.
Unless you're President Pam. Sorry. Okay. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're at 57. We need 91 calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Brett. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Nice.
My secret is I wear a shirt underneath my shirt to make me look skinnier.
Huh. Well, I'm not going to ask any questions about that.
I have a question.
Seems counterintuitive.
I think the shirt under his shirt is quite tight.
Hi, you're on the air.
And acts as a corset.
Oh, I see.
Hi, this is Joe from Oak Ridge. My secret is I eat my boogers.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, it's better than eating your neighbor's boogers.
Hi, you're on the air. No,
you're not.
They're not on
There's
the
no
air.
Call.
I'm just saying it.
You're be calm. There's no wind in your sails.
We need more calls.
You're not getting anywhere. You're not moving.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
This schooner is not moving.
Hey, I'm Matt from Bushwick.
Hey, Matt.
And I once ate 7 Reaper peppers, but whenever I tell a story, I embellish it, and I tell people that I actually ate 9 or even 10.
Great. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sammy Appraiser. I'm only calling again because all of your...
Hi, you're on the air.
Wow, you're ruthless. You're tough.
This is a tough room. From
Stockholm, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I was a lifelong Devils fan. My wife and I were married for 20 years, and we would always go to Devils games together. And after she's been tasked for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And I guess my secret is that I had an affair with a Ranger fan for 2 years, 3 years before she died.
Whoa. That's quite an admission. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, friend.
I love that you didn't. I love that you couldn't hang up on him.
Oh, you're right.
Because his wife had died. As soon as he said my wife had passed, I know we were in for the ride.
Hi, you're on the air.
Did your wife die?
Jeff.
I hope his wife died.
I've been calling the wrong number.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Hi, you're on the air.
If your wife died, 201-209-9368, we want to hear all about it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Danny D in Rahway, and my secret is that I sent Andy Breckman a handful of prank texts with a phone number provided by Ken Friedman.
Yay!
Hi,
you're on the air. No, very good, very good. Yay!
Really, you're proud of him?
Yeah.
That he gets a yay from you?
He gets a very good, very good yay.
Say yay again. Yay!
Hi, you're on the
yay.
Air.
Go ahead. Let me hear you say it.
Hey, Ken. Victor from Hudson. I had a log cabin. Porcupines were chewing on it all the time.
All right, good enough. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is so exciting. Okay, so my name is Hannah, and hi. I do have a secret.
Okay, Hannah, what's your secret?
Okay, my secret is that my husband is actually the dirt bomb.
He's the dirt bomb.
Yes.
He's a dirt bomb.
No.
He's the dirt bomb.
Yes.
Oh, I've heard about him.
I suspected as much.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Brian from Warwick, and when I was a teenager, I worked at a pharmacy, and I stole a box of condoms.
Nice!
You get a knife from Ken.
One time I was at my parents' friend's house, and I stole some Darvon from their medicine cabinet. Hi, you're on the air.
Have you ever visited a friend's house and stolen something from a medicine cabinet?
Who's this?
I live in Brooklyn, sometimes I just wish I knew what it was like to be a tree.
I hear you. Been
Do
there.
Do you, Ken? Yeah, you've been there? You relate to that?
Been there. Hi, you're on the air.
Adam in Brooklyn, and when I go on Hinge dates, I wear shoes with extra heels.
Ooh.
Make me taller.
To make you taller.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is George calling from somewhere in Wisconsin. I tore down a duck blind on my lake because I hate duck hunters.
Well done, my friend. I'm going to Wisconsin day after tomorrow. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sean from Edinburgh.
Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Sean from Edinburgh. Yeah. Thanks for not taking that call.
That's the guy who stole.
I know that he stole our box off the porch.
He's our porch pirate.
201-209-93. Wait, I can't read the last number.
We're at 68. We're at 68. We need 91
calls.
You're
not going to make it. There's no one calling.
There's one person calling. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Honest Bernardo down in Argentina.
Hi, Honest Bernardo.
I got a big secret for you guys.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to whisper it. You ready?
Yeah.
Get really close.
All right, I'm close.
Hold on. Here it comes. Ready?
Yep.
One time, I shot a guy in a duel.
You shot a guy in a duel.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't want us to know.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's why he whispered it.
Huh?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. Yeah, my secret?
Yep.
I call Andy Breckman all the time on his personal line and ask for the cliffhanger ending of The Good Cop.
Oh, God.
And your name and name and where you live?
Mike from Yonkers.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
I wish I could remember the big surprise ending.
We're up to 70, 21 calls to go. Hi, you're on
the
air.
Wait, 21 calls to go in how many minutes?
In 25 minutes.
Hi, this is Christine calling from somewhere in Wisconsin. I'm the wife of George from somewhere in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And I just want to say, go to hell, Andy. And the reason I'm calling my secret is because this is Trump country, and the bar down the road are Trump supporters, and they had flags hanging up, and we went at night, and we tore them down, and then we burned them the next day.
Wow.
Aren't you going to say, well done, Ken?
Well done, Ken.
They just broke a serious a state law. Don't you want to congratulate them?
What is it? It's against Wisconsin law to tear down.
I think that's private property. They went on private property. They stole from private property, and then they destroyed private property.
How do you know it was private property?
Really? You know a bar, really, that's a public bar in the middle of Wisconsin?
My client never said where the flags were placed. They might have been placed out on the sidewalk, which is public property.
My client.
Hi, you're on the air.
I know that's how you think of every listener. My client.
He's stalling.
Yeah.
Mark.
Mark. Hi, Mark. Where are you from?
Can't hear him. Can't hear him. Yes. Doesn't count. Bad connection.
What?
Doesn't count.
Ah!
Where are you from,
what?
Mark?
Far Hills.
Okay.
Andy's arse.
Okay, and your secret?
My secret is I'm a closeted heterosexual.
Okay. He's a closeteded heterosexual. Not, hi, you're on the air.
Not very, very closeted.
Hey, is Joey in Poughkeepsie?
Hey, Zoe. Your secret?
Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah. You know, I tell everybody I'm a Yankees fan over here.
But you're not. You're a Mets fan.
I'm a Mets fan.
Way to go.
I'm in the closet.
Tommy Agee, baby.
He's in the closet.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, if you're not in the closet, give us a call.
Bob 201. I'm from D.C., and I'm secretly looking forward to the end of democracy.
All right. That's a good one. Must be enjoying himself. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Lulu from Montclair, and I'm the only woman that's never liked the Barbie movie.
Oh,
she wasn't into the Barbie movie.
Even I liked the Barbie movie. Hi, you're on the air.
Even though it was stupid?
Well, it had that Ken song in it.
Yeah.
Had lots of Ken stuff.
Yeah.
I think it had more Ken stuff than any other movie I've ever seen. So how could I not like it?
Yeah,
you're on the
air.
You
come for the Barbie, but you stay for the Ken.
Hi, this is Annie from Indiana.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. As a child, I used to sneak into the Catholic church down the street and light all the prayer candles.
Ooh, wow.
And they would think it was an angel or something, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Oh, no, nobody's on the air.
Nobody's on the air.
Because nobody's calling.
I'll tell you why.
Wow.
You know why, Ken?
Yeah, because
they want me to rip this check up at the end of the hour.
We're up to 77. We need to get up to 91 by 7 o'clock.
The wind has left your sails.
I'm holding this check for $600.
Hey, don't hold it, son. Put it right down here because I'll be ripping that up.
But right now, nobody's calling.
Perfect.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We just need people to blurt out their name, where they're from, and a secret.
How many more calls do you need?
Whatever 91 minus 77 is.
Hold on, I can do that math. Hold on. If you give me 20 minutes, put me in a room with a Korean boy.
I believe it's 14.
All you need is 14?
I believe so, yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
You must be so proud of yourself.
Hi, my name's Bobby. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Bobby.
And my secret, right?
Yeah, your secret.
My secret is my name is the same as my pseudonym.
Yeah, his pseudonym is also Bobby. He's Bobby, but he's known as Bobby.
That's right, AKA.
In certain circles.
Thank you, AKA Bobby. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Herb from New York.
Hi, Herb.
I left work 5 minutes early today.
Well done, Herb.
Thank you.
Getting one over on the man.
Hey, wait. Can I ask you something real quick? I'll keep it quick. I'll keep it short.
Yeah,
I'll keep
ahead.
It succinct.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to just elaborate for no reason.
Hi, you're on the
air. Wait, can I just ask you something seriously?
No. Hi, you're on the
air.
You
seem to admire
Hello.
All the...
Oh.
Hi, who's this?
This is T in Jersey City.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
One time I'm in a public space. One time I pleasured myself in an airplane bathroom.
No, don't say that.
Why not?
Because my daughter's on an airplane right now.
It was probably a different airplane.
Oh, that's a good point. You made a good point. You've given us a lot to think about.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, you admire these people that are leaving early, that are ripping off their bosses?
No.
Can I leave early?
No.
Can I leave at 10 to 7?
No.
Why not? Tell me why in your own words. Tell me why it's wrong.
Because you're only cheating yourself.
Wait, I accept your term. I will only cheat myself. Wait, what's the catch?
You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mert from Clifton.
Hey, Mert.
I got into a car accident last year.
Yeah.
At a four-way stop.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
you drove off?
I got T-boned. And I told the insurance that I did a full stop when it was
kind of like a rolling stop.
Oh, oh. You lied to the insurance adjuster.
Well, but Tebow, were you hurt, son?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, wait, don't you even want to hear the? Don't you even want to know how he's doing?
Yeah, once we once
he's one of your clients.
Once we hit 91, I want to hear more from Tanya and her roommate, who she's in love with. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Troy from Greenpoint, and I cheat on my taxes.
Who doesn't, Troy? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Gary from Wanamassa, and I burned down a swamp in my town when my father was the mayor.
You burned down the swamp? How do you burn down a swamp?
Well, first, you steal cigarettes.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Dan from Medford.
Hi, Dan.
Massachusetts, and my secret is I stole Kool-Aid from a supermarket. It wasn't even a supermarket at that time when I was 5 years old.
How did you steal it?
Yes, tell us. Obviously, you were with your parents, right?
Yes.
Did your mom or dad, did they not know you were stealing it?
You stick it down your pants?
No, they didn't know.
What did you do?
But they must have known when you got home or back in the car.
Well, they found out when I got home, but I never told them where.
But how did you do it in the store? Did you stick it down your pants?
Yes, I stuck it in
there,
my pocket.
I knew it. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is George from Queens. I used to, as a kid, I would yell bingo through the window of the bingo hall.
Really, you found that funny?
That's a great trick.
That is a great trick. It's so much fun to fool 94-year-old incontinent, confused women.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jim from Sarasota, Florida.
Hey, Jim.
Ten years ago, I used to listen to 7 Second Delay at the office when I was supposed to be making customer service calls. You guys are terrible for business.
That's the way to do it.
I remember that very well. I remember getting all the complaints.
Hi, you're on the air.
My name's Beulah Fongula. I'm in Belleville, New Jersey.
Hi,
my
Beulah.
My secret is that Beulah Fongula is
Beulah.
Not my real name.
Oh, Beulah Fongula is not your real name.
Yes, that was too good to be true, wasn't it, Ken? Ken, just give me an update here. Where are we?
We're at 87.
Wait, and what number do we need?
91, so we have 4 calls to go.
And how many more minutes do we have?
Oh, we have ages.
Maybe we should do a follow-up on some of the more intriguing secrets once we hit 91.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, there's $600.
Hi, I'm John in North Bergen, and I shoplifted when I was 6.
Where did you shoplift, John?
Kool-Aid, down the pants.
Candy, of course.
Candy.
What? Candy? What candy. Kind of candy?
Oh, for the Lord.
Okay. That's enough.
This is the one you want to dig deeper, drill down into?
Okay, fine. Hi.
Maybe I have a shot here.
Ooh, what's going on?
Maybe it could be a big comeback. The phones are out of order. Oh, that would be a shame. Malfunction on the phone bank. Oh, that would be a shame.
What's going on?
Oh, that would be terrible. How short are we?
We're 4 calls.
Oh, this is heartbreaking. No.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Hero in Indiana.
Hi, Hero.
Hey, I don't always signal on my bike.
Oh, you mean when you're making a turn. Thank you, Hero.
I'm pretty sure that's what Hero means. Yes, when making a turn.
Nobody signals on their bike.
I know Hero doesn't.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Noel from Allander, and my secret is that I really, really like the Little River Band.
Oh, then you must love John Allen's new theme song.
Does he have a new one? I didn't.
Yeah, John Allen's been opening his show on Friday mornings with a Little River Band track.
Oh, that's a lot better than that Everly Brothers thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I have to get up early.
Would you say you two are close to
being
done?
Yeah, we're done. Thanks,
really?
Noah. All right, this is our 91st call.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, how lucky I am.
Yeah.
Alex from San Francisco.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Fine. How's it going, Ken?
Long time no speak.
Fine. Go to hell, buddy.
Alex, you coming out for another marathon one of these days?
I hope I can come out this year or next year.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be a dream come true because we really missed you last year, didn't we, Ken?
Yeah, we did. We'd love to have you, Alex.
Where's Alex? You know, we checked the phone bank. We checked the volunteer room. Where's Alex? It just wasn't the same without Alex, was it, Ken?
No, it wasn't.
Thanks for calling, son.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Alex, what's your secret?
So nice of you to say. Oh, when I was in high school, I worked in a convenience store, and I would steal scratchers until I could pay back the amount that I had stolen.
That's the scratch-off lottery tickets.
Wait, you would steal from the store, and then
I would just work, and I would just play them, and I would keep track.
Yeah.
Until I won enough to break even. If he stole
$20 worth of scratch-off tickets, the next $20 he won, he would replace the money.
I see.
Yeah.
So it was a zero-sum scam.
But you never got caught stealing all the scratch-off cards?
One time my boss said something, but he didn't accuse me, and I feigned innocence.
Huh.
I'm going to try feigning innocence.
Interesting, Alex. Thank you.
Okay.
Of course. Congrats on getting Andy's money.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I go home now?
No.
You have my money.
All right. We won the $600
from Andy.
I'm out
of money. I am completely out of interest.
Now, which secrets do you want to hear more about? I want to hear more from Tanya and her roommate who she's in love with.
You're gonna invite her to call back?
Yeah, Tanya, if you can call back.
But what if Tanya's roommate is listening? Then it becomes awkward.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess her roommate's not a fan of 7 second delay.
Have you ever been in love with your roommate?
Yes. I have. That's why it rings true to me. It's my wife.
Yeah.
We were housemates. And then you got
more and more involved?
Yep.
Do you remember the moment, the night where you crossed the line with her?
Yep.
I do too. I was looking in your living room window.
No, you weren't.
I was.
No, you weren't.
It was in Ann Arbor. I was. I'll never forget it. It was actually quite beautiful. You were smooth as silk, baby. You made your move. I didn't even see it coming.
You know how I know that you're not telling the truth?
Because it was on the third floor.
No, because all my other friends were looking in the living room window.
They would have seen me?
Yeah.
You know, my ex-wife, Mary, she was a roommate too.
No, she wasn't.
She was in New York. She moved in as a roommate.
But you met her because she was laughing at your jokes at the bottom line.
Well, but she needed a place to stay, and I had a room. I had a three-bedroom place. I bet it's not uncommon. I bet a lot of relationships start as roommates.
Wow, so Mary was laughing at your jokes.
Yes.
And then you hung out after the show.
Yes.
But then you rented a room to her.
I cranked my charm up to 7. You know how when I do the show, it's between 3 and 4?
Yeah.
7.
Well, people
I'm irresistible.
People are still calling. Thank you to the 91 people who helped us get Andy $600.
Enjoy my damn money.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Randy in Tinley Park, Illinois.
Hi, Randy.
My secret is I'm a lifelong White Sox fan, but I'm actually cheering for the Cubs right now.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay, wait, hold on. The ordeal is over, Ken.
Yeah.
We don't have to hear any more of these stupid calls.
No, but Tanya might be calling.
Okay, fine. If you're not Tanya, hang up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Are you Tanya or not?
Hello?
Hi.
This is not Tanya.
Hi, it's Terry from Connecticut.
Hi, Terry.
This guy's the opposite of Tanya.
I once got a kiss from Joey Heatherton.
Wait, hold on. Wait, I want to hear more from Joey. Don't hang up on Joey.
Okay. This is Terry.
I mean, Terry.
He's talking about Joey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Talking about Joey Heatherton.
Wait. But, Terry, how old are you?
I worked as a production assistant on a Calvin Klein ad she did, and I was very nice to her, and she gave me a kiss at the end of the shoot.
How old are you, son?
62.
You're lying. This guy's lying.
Yeah, nope. Joey Heatherton's doing a Calvin Klein
No,
ad?
Nothing makes
sense.
She
did those Calvin Klein commercials with the really creepy Bijou Phillips was in them, and it was the one with the purple shag carpet
those were Serta sleeper
ads.
Yeah,
she did Serta sleeper ads. That's what I remember.
Oh, no, please. She was doing a Calvin Klein one ad.
Can I tell you something?
For a perfume.
This is not
Joe D'Alessandro was on it.
This is not cool, man.
Weirdos.
You should not tease a man about Joey Heatherton. Seriously.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay, don't take any more calls.
Joey Heatherton's still alive, you know. You could still make contact.
More than contact, baby. I could be the last man to have her.
You could.
I can't be the first man. But, hey, we could both have her. We play our cards right.
That's okay.
She's probably...
No, that's fine.
No, well let's wait for the dementia to worsen a little.
I don't need to... No.
No, if the dementia gets a little worse, she'll make a terrible witness.
Wow, so now you're talking about rape and dementia. Now you're talking about raping dementia patients.
Yeah.
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 So, well, yeah, this
can
is...
Can I go home?
This is a joke.
Can I go home now?
That's a joke you've never made before.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you've
got congratulations.
You've got to keep your act fresh. Can I go home now?
No. No, we have 8 minutes to go. Or nine, depending on how you count time.
Yeah, depending on which number is larger.
Hi, you're on the air. Is this Tanya?
Yeah, hi, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
No, please, don't torture
what?
Me.
I got a cold. Don't talk to me like that. I'm Tanya.
I got a cold. I got a cold in the last 20 minutes.
Tanya, where are you from, and give us your secret.
No, no, Ken.
My secrets are endless, but do you have a lot of time?
No.
Yeah, we do have a lot of time.
Oh.
We have 9 minutes.
But we have zero interest.
What? Well,
I got
of
tons
all,
of interest.
I'm feeling a little reticent.
Hold on, I'm going to look up reticent. Can you hold for 1 second?
It means that
I don't even know what it means.
It
I
means
just read
he,
it off.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to talk.
Can I just give you 600? Can I just give you $600? Don't I have the right to say hang up on this guy?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Thank you for
haven't I paid enough to earn that right?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Do you want to talk about why we didn't do the originally scheduled idea tonight?
Tell me. Just remind me what it was.
The originally scheduled idea was we were asking parents to call up and brag about their kids. And the idea that we had yesterday was that I would give the kids 99 or 100. I would give them all an A+. But Andy would nitpick and give all the kids a very low grade, and hilarity would ensue. And then maybe even sometimes the kids would cry or call up and yell at Andy, and more hilarity would ensue.
Yeah, I was gonna give a big toy away at the end of the show for the best kid.
But then what happened, Andy?
Well, you convinced me. You convinced I me didn't that,
convince
that
you
I would
anything.
Go to hell.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, you
pointed out.
You started wondering what would happen if there was a kid who had cancer.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't be able to give them a C-.
Yeah.
And then I pointed out that, well, also, if you give the kids a really low grade, some of the kids might cry. And then you said, oh, in that case, I'll give them all an A or an A-.
Yeah.
And I said, well, so I'm giving them an A+, and you're giving them an A-. Where's the humor in that?
But here's what you were thinking. How can I manipulate my old pal Andy into writing me a check for $600? Maybe if I keep rejecting his stupid suggestions, we'll land on one where I can put some money in my pocket.
Yeah.
So this money's going toward you have like a little rinky-dink silent marathon or something?
Yeah, we're having a heck raiser.
Yeah.
Right now, it's an imaginary fundraiser.
What's that about?
What do you mean, what's it about?
I mean, why would you need that?
Oh, well, among other reasons, the man just took $200,000 a year from us. You heard about these cuts to public media?
Yeah, the man.
Yeah.
The man.
The government.
Yeah, that's a good card to
play. The G-man.
There you go. That's the card to play, Ken.
Why is that a bad card to play?
I don't know. It's so provocative. The man. What radio station isn't raising money right now? You're calling out the man.
Well, why are all these stations going off the air left
are
and
they?
Right?
Are they going off the air?
Yes, they are.
They are?
Yes.
Fantastic. What's the catch? Seriously. What's the problem
with
it?
What am I hearing in my headphones? Are you hearing something in your headphones?
Yeah.
Is it? It's Siri or something.
Yeah.
Is your Siri talking to you?
Wait, is it?
Yeah.
Wait, are you trying to get me?
I'm hearing like Alexa or Siri talking very faintly.
Well, no, my phone's off.
Very faintly in the background. It's really weird.
Wait, but you once punked me claiming that
no.
We were picking up other signals.
That's true, but this is something I was actually hearing. This is not normal.
Well, my phone's off.
Okay.
Do you have a Apple Watch?
No.
Huh. Well, now anyway. You can buy one. You can buy one today. Here's $600.
Well, that's for the radio station. You see.
Yeah. Right. Then why'd you have me make it out to Hank Friedman?
So you're. That's not her name, by the way. So you're overjoyed that all these radio and TV stations are going off the air.
Yeah. More room for us. There's more food for us to eat. Right?
That's not how I look at it.
Aren't more people finding us? We're the last man standing?
Well, the
problem. Well played, Ken. No, well played, brother.
No, the problem is if the industry dies.
Yeah.
If there's fewer people listening to the radio.
Go on. I want to hear the end of this. Yes.
That doesn't help us. You know, a rising tide lifts all boats. So we want to, you know, like you wouldn't be happy if all the. If all the other network, you have a new CBS TV show coming out.
Yes, go on, yes.
Would you be ecstatic if all the other TV stations started biting the dust?
No. There. That would be a very, very negative outcome.
Yeah, very bad.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Very good point.
Yeah, thank you.
It is very much like if all these boats are sort of in a basin, a big body of water.
Right.
And then the tide starts to rise. It's not that one or two boats would rise.
They would all rise.
You're a very good point, Ken. A rising tide. Wait, how did you put it?
I believe I said a rising tide lifts all boats.
Huh. And so you would like your rival stations to survive this challenge.
Yeah, the more people who listen to the radio, the better. The fewer people who listen to the radio, the worse.
What did we learn today? How many people listen to the radio? At least how many?
91.
That's right, Ken. At least 91. That's the minimum.
Well, President Pam called twice.
Right, but so we didn't count her.
90.
The actual number of our listeners could be close to double that.
Oh, Andy, we have a call.
Yeah,
if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and dial again.
See, that's someone making a joke.
Yeah.
That's just a sample. That's just a taste of the kind of funny people we have listening to us.
Is there anybody you would like to thank, Andy? It's time for the thank
you. Well, we should ask Pam to reconsider her hasty decision.
I don't think she quit being president of 7 Second Delay.
I think she was a little peeved at you. A little hurt because
I wouldn't take...
Well, yeah, she tried to rewrite the
president
parameters.
President Pam, I thought we could do it without rewriting the parameters, and we did. So,
hey, whether you agree with Ken or not, it's great to hear the word parameters used again, isn't it, kids?
Hi, you're on the air.
Joey Heatherton did a commercial for CK1 for Calvin Klein in 1996.
Okay, I stand corrected.
All right, I stand corrected.
No, I stand even more corrected.
I stand
corrected.
More corrected.
Okay.
I said I stand corrected after you did.
Now, I'm going to ask Joey Heatherton all about that commercial campaign.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I visit her.
When you visit her at the senior center?
At 4 in the morning.
Yeah, God.
She won't remember a thing.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. That was Andy Breckman.
I've waited a long, long time, Joey.
Andy Breckman made
that. A long, long time, Miss Heatherton.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
Of course, Jeremiah, and of course, Pam.
Cranking that newsletter out every week.
Hey, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken, for always being here, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
And I know it's a long day. I know you do a morning show. Somebody told me you do a show every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, no kidding. What kind of show is it? Why don't you tell the people?
From 9 to noon.
Uh-huh. What is it? You tell jokes? You do little sketches?
Nope. It's
what do you do, Ken?
It's a free-form radio show.
Oh, you play music. Tell the people when it's on, Ken.
It's on, I just said.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning?
9 a.m. to noon.
Oh, good for you, Ken. You have your own little radio show every Wednesday.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's good for you. I'm really proud of you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Little radio boy.
Yeah.
Go, go, go. Go, radio boy.
Yeah, radio boy.
Yeah.
You started calling me that last week.
Yeah. So proud of you, buddy. Yeah. He has two shows on Wednesdays.
Yeah, you were taking me around last week, showing me off. You were using me to make money for you.
Some guys don't have any radio shows on Wednesday. Ken's got them coming out of his ass. Right, Kenny?
Well, I've got two.
9 o'clock, and then you stick around. You take a nap, I guess. When do you usually nap?
About 2:30.
Oh, a beautiful day. Oh, yeah, Wednesdays are a special, magical time for us.
Yeah, and then we're on the air at what time?
We're at 6 to 7. Oh, I got to go. I got to get to the airport.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, darling.
Hey, you know, you told your daughter to look for your WFMU bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah.
But your bumper sticker is on the back of your car.
Yeah.
So
no,
how,
it's okay. I park at the end of the row at the airport where the back is facing
the
terminal.
All right. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
That was my secret. The bumper sticker's on the back of the car.
Thank you.
call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, chillin'.
Hello, everybody. This is Don Fleming, and you're listening to 21 Lounge on WFMU. Welcome to the lounge and the show. We just heard, started off with the Mr. Lucky theme by Don Hayes on Art Records, his album A Fun Evening with Don Hayes. And that was followed by another Art Records artist, Monty Blue. Monty actually did one of the earliest Art Records, so that was only on 78, RPM. But then he had two albums on the label. And this was from his first album called Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed by Monty Blue. And it includes, it's a four-piece, including his brother, Du Blue, who's just spelled D-U, and their last name is spelled B-L-E-U, with Don Seeger on the organ and Wes Yant on drums. And we heard them doing a medley of Harbor Lights, Alley Cat, and Home, and that was recorded live at the Spanish Lounge of the Boca Raton Hotel in Boca Raton, Florida, in 1966. And yeah, so it's the Hellraiser, and I'm trying to do as many medley shows as I can get in this month, or at least feature some medleys on every show. And tonight it's going to be all medleys. And I'm going to start off with an artist I've played before, but I just love this one so much. I don't think I've played him on this show. I think I played it on one of the fill-ins I did. They're called Wayne and Maren Foster, a couple, and it's from their album To Get It Together, which has hyphens between all of those words. It's a nice shot of them. I'll put it up on the board here in a minute, them on a bicycle built for two. And this is their medley, and this one is not really a themed medley, it's just a couple of songs they've thrown together, three songs, and they call it their Happy Together medley. And so we'll start with that, and then a couple other little shorter medleys before we get into some of the big ones. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Here's Wayne and Maren Foster with their Happy Together medley.
Imagine me and you.
I do.
I think about you day and night.
Well, it's only right to think about the one you love
and hold her tight.
Right.
Happy together.
Me for you and you for me.
No matter how they toss the dice, it's gotta be the only one for me is you and you for me. So happy together.